Hi. The Common Man and T-Bone podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for special bonus content from past shows.
I got bronchitis.
Bye.
Mike, I want to be the first to say it to you because I'm guessing no one has. May the 4th be with you, buddy.
No one has said it
to me. The 4th be with
you. I'm such a big Star Wars guy.
I know you are.
I'm going to go home tonight. I'm going to watch all the movies.
All of them.
Watch them all. What's your favorite Star Wars movie?
Kind of like them all.
No. Don't give me that crap.
My favorite has been and continues to be Empire Strikes Back.
Which one is that?
That is of the original three, that is the middle one.
So number two.
Number two, but episode 5.
All right, number two.
That is the one where Luke finds out who his father is, and he is none too pleased. Mm. That is where he says,
that's Darth Vader's the father.
Where he screams, that's not true! That's impossible! And his hand's cut off, and then he falls, and he lands in the Millennium Falcon, and then that's how they ended that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway. What's the one where Luke and Leia have sex?
No, they didn't.
What's that one?
No, that never happened.
That's on that free channel you're watching.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
that's on your...
I only got 1 month left.
This is the longest free trial
it was 3 months.
In the history of mankind.
3 months. And you know what? I'm keeping it.
You are, huh?
Yeah.
That good?
$16 a month? Let's go.
$16 a month?
Yeah.
Wow. That's...
Hey, you can't put a price on good naked.
I think you actually can. I think they have. It's $16 a month. That's what they did.
Yeah, but you know, some of the other channels, I priced them out.
Oh?
Yeah, I did some searching. At least on the DirecTV, they got some other less reputable naked channels.
That's
like $40 a month.
Because I remember that. Back in the day, there used to be Spice. Remember the Spice channel?
I think Spice is gone.
Yeah, I know, but that's one where there was Playboy Channel and then there was Spice Channel. I only know this because of the blurry channel, like, very scrambled signal I used to sometimes be able to get with the cable box.
Yeah.
If you jiggled that cable just the right way,
no,
you got
you
something.
No, you couldn't get it if you jiggled.
No, you got it, but you could see a little bit. You could see some things.
The day
outlines.
I got the cable descrambler box.
Oh, I bet
was
that
the
was
greatest
magical.
Day of my life. I got all the wrestling pay-per-views and all the naked that I wanted. But back then, it was tasteful naked.
Oh,
at least on my cable
system.
Are
you sure?
They didn't have the hardcore stuff. It was just tasteful.
Oh, it was all softcore.
Yeah, it was like, you know, the Playboy models dancing around to music, which was still good.
Sure.
But I didn't get the... Maybe my cable system, like, they were just prudes, the people who ran it.
There was no Carlos Baerga
slapping it on a steel stool.
You didn't have that, is what you're saying.
I mean, I had that.
Right, I got it. Now, let me ask you, with all of the various movies you've watched, have you stumbled into and do you enjoy, as Ted brought up, the parody movies where I can't name any of the titles of these things because they're all too obscene for the radio, but where they're like, hey, did you like this movie or this
like
thing?
Forrest Hump.
Yes, that's a good one. There's an idea of just very loosely, we're going to base this sexcapade on a popular movie.
No, I was
of.
Never a big fan of that.
See, me neither.
Because that requires time and effort. I don't want to watch porn for a long time.
Right.
I want to, you know, it's like going to Target. I want to get in, get out. I don't want to loiter.
I think you've really hit on something because I think for a lot of people, I think there's two types of people in this world. People who watch porn and people who go to Target.
Well, I mean, like you go to
you
Nordstrom,
both,
right? You go to Nordstrom.
But you get something out of it
maybe
different.
Maybe you don't even need anything. You're walking around. They got cashmere sweaters out. You feel the material. You want to enjoy the experience. I go to Target. I just want some toilet paper and some paper plates, and I'm getting the hell out of there. I don't want to loiter in there.
You don't loiter in there.
No.
And that's the way you feel about porn.
Yes. I don't want to sit there and watch more than 2 minutes. If I'm watching more than 2 minutes, it's because you have not done your job, porn.
Well, that's a thing that... It's interesting you bring that up because, you know, a lot of morning shows in our business, a lot of back in the day, there was this Mr. Skin guy. I don't know if he's still around.
I think he's still around.
You know who I'm talking about,
yes,
though?
Yes.
The guy would be a guest that you'd hear on all these like morning zoo type shows like, hey, everybody. Right. We're going to talk to the guy who tells where the naked scenes are in this movie. Coming up next.
And that's Dickie the Punchline Donkey on 97.1.
Right. And that guy's job is essentially to watch as many movies as he can and then document exactly when the nudity is there. Mm-hmm. And I used to think, boy, that would be annoying. Why do you want to watch a whole movie? But you're saying maybe the usage for that is just you go right to minute 4703 of whatever movie and you get to see the 2 minutes of Natalie Portman doing whatever. And then you're like back out of the movie and you're done.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying you would do.
Yeah. I don't want to watch Black Swan.
Right.
In its entirety.
You're just looking for
scenes that I'm
looking for
the hot moments
is yes, what you're looking for.
Hot.
So that guy, did you ever use his services? Did you ever go and find him to be useful
No? In the early days of things. I got to tell you, at this point in 2022, somebody taking their top off now, that's like what I assume is in church. Regular nudity doesn't do it for me anymore.
I hate to break it to you. Church has not moved that far
down
the meter,
that's the problem.
Mike.
We talked about this. Like back in the day, wrestling, they would have the crazy ladder matches.
Yeah.
The first ladder match was like, oh, they used the ladder and they swung it around and hit the guy. You're never going to see anything like this again. And then 10 years later, they're still doing ladder matches, but they have to keep topping themselves.
They light the ladder on
right,
fire.
So it's
they wrap
stuff
it in barbed
fire.
Wire.
Yeah. It's just crazy. That's where we are, I think, with pornography right now, where you go to 16-year-old me, and you just give me a glimpse of a nipple, and
oh,
I'm satisfied.
Sure. Right.
Now, that's not even enough to get me to open my eyes. I don't care.
I like the idea that you serve for porn with your eyes closed, and you're like, I'm just going to figure this one out by sound.
It heightens all the other senses.
If I hear a little Carlos Baer reaction, I may open up and look. But otherwise, if it's just someone
what
going like,
that?
Oh, is
Are
that my...
digging beans out of a can? What is that... What is that sound? I must check it out.
Is that spam? What is that?
They're really trying.
I mean,
really
an
stuck
email.
In that can,
get your
man.
Mind out. I mean, an email that you don't want. That's what I mean. They spam. Calm down. Jeez.
Pounding spam meat out of the can. That's exactly right.
Thank you. Thank you, Milan, for that. That was very good. I'm glad you enunciated that for everyone.
Back in the day, you know, when they had baseball on the radio.
Yeah.
They weren't really at these games. They were doing, like, you know, ticker tape updates.
Oh, yeah.
Where a guy in the studio would be doing the play-by-play, and then he would make the sound effects.
Or he'd have a sidekick. Like, you be the guy, and I'll do the sound. Like, call something
and
that
happened. The 1-2 pitch.
Whack.
Eddie. It's a little bit more professional than just whack.
Well, I don't have wood in have wooden bat and ball to hit and make the noise like they probably had back then.
So
I'm not a Foley artist.
They would create the atmosphere.
Yeah. And that's and
what
now,
if the same thing existed for porn?
Maybe it did back in the day. There was a lot of radio dramas back then.
Yeah, but I don't think they had that.
No? You're saying at like WNBC, they weren't doing that? Back in the day, I'm shocked.
Ah, Fred was supposed to get the spam. How are we going to do this now, Fred?
Well, better call in our specialist, Carlos Baerga. He can help. He'll help us out. There we go.
Got to get Bryce to microwave some fish. Go, Bryce.
Whoa, this is like Inception on the radio, man. He just mentioned the thing
By the way, I saw the thing. All you dummies, sending me the meme with the picture of me. Yes, I've seen it. It's 10 years old. Stop it.
I remember that being a thing when I first started working at this radio
it's
station, which is, yes,
old.
10 years, at least 10 years.
I don't know why they used my picture because they probably went into Google and just typed in picture of Common Man.
Yeah,
and that's
probably.
What popped up. And like, well, just use this ugly guy.
Well, that means they at least picture over the other guy. That's good. They're like, who's
Dan
this
Cole?
Ugly SOB in Minnesota?
Oh, he's got
screw
some
him.
That's right.
Now, this guy, he's handsome. Let's put him on here.
Hey. Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again. But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. I want to point out, too, that even in my moment of distress, where I had to leave the show to take a poop, it was coming, kids.
I believe you.
It was coming. There was no stopping it. It was going to happen in this studio or I was going to have to go to the bathroom. So I did you a favor by not crapping my
pants.
Thank
you. I appreciate that.
But even in my moment of distress, I did not poop in the bathrooms we have down here.
No, we have bathrooms that are much closer.
I went all the way upstairs. I ran all the way upstairs to the bigger bathrooms and took a crap because I didn't want to, I don't know, sanctity down here.
You can't violate the rules.
Sanctuary.
We have rules
what I'm
down here, yeah. Hey, listen, I said before the segment, or as we were getting into the segment, do we think, bonus rapid fire, do we think Mike will make it back before the end of the segment? And I said my answer is yes, because I think he's just going to sprint up there, hurt himself.
I did. I almost fell.
Well, that and I thought you were just going to be like, you know, which one was it from Dumb and Dumber that was on the toilet? Is that Lloyd or Harry? But just, I thought it was that violent.
No, Harry. See, Harry,
right, because Lloyd is
Lloyd
Jim
Christmas
Carrey's.
Is
yeah, Lloyd
Carrey's
is Jim Carrey's character. Yeah, it's.
What was Lloyd's last name?
Christmas. Lloyd Christmas. Oh, I don't know what Harry's last name is, if that's what you're asking. I don't
Harry, know. That's what I meant.
Yeah, I don't know. Balls. No? I don't know.
Who are you, me?
Yeah.
What's the matter with you?
I'm the one sitting here while someone else has to go crap.
I did my best.
No, I'm saying you should have taken there the was, full time.
No,
we had it covered.
Let me tell you something, buddy. It was wet and wild, so the wiping was minimal.
We had it covered is all I'm saying. You could have just
Timmy's
taken your time.
Timmy's getting ready for stuff. I didn't want to take his time up. As much as I talk about how I hate Tim,
I know that,
I am respectful of his time.
Timmy and I went out to a basketball court today and shot baskets for half an hour.
Thanks for telling me, by the way.
What do you mean, thanks for telling me?
Well, because I thought you went outside. We have a basketball hoop right here.
We do.
Outside the office.
And then what happens?
In the parking lot.
Everyone here, well, I don't know who. Someone here always likes to park a work van right under the basket.
Okay, well, I went out there thinking that you guys were outside shooting hoops. There was no work van there when I went out there.
Oh, well.
There was a stray cat licking itself. But I went out there and locked myself out of the building.
Oh, did you really?
Yes.
Oh, that's not good.
I locked myself out of the building. I had to walk all the way around to the TV newsroom to get in.
You did?
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
Because the gate wouldn't open. I was swearing at you. I didn't have my phone with me. I couldn't call Ted. I was crying.
Look
I was
at that.
Sucking my thumb.
Nance, you had to walk.
Finally, somebody said, why don't you just walk to the other side of the building? As I'm ripping up my clothes,
it was the
and
cat that said,
eating
the,
my own
the cat
foot.
Was licking itself and then said, you know, there's another door, idiot.
The cat started like, talking to
they
me.
They left you.
Meow, other door, meow, meow. Open the door, meow.
Balls. Last name Balls.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care, Heating, and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.